Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at a case called Morris Oil Co. Dreen Wainbow Oil Field Trucking, Inc. And it should be an interesting one. And it's all about what happens when the words of a contract and the actions of a company don't quite line up.
Right.
So it's a bit of a whodunit in the business world to figure out who is really responsible when a debt is left unpaid.
Absolutely. It really highlights how these carefully drafted legal agreements can sometimes clash with the messy reality of how business actually gets done.
Yeah, for sure. So let's introduce the players in this case. First, we have Dawn Enterprises, who hold a certificate for oil field trucking. Then we have Rainbow Trucking, who's actually doing the work under Dawn's certificate.
Yeah.
And finally, we have Morris Oil, who ends up with an empty tank and a $25,000 fuel bill.
Oof, that's not good.
Not good at all. So if we start by just looking at the contract between Dawn and Rainbow, seems pretty simple. There's a no agency clause, which means Rainbow can't create debt for Dawn.
Right.
Except, of course, in the ordinary course of business.
And that's where things get interesting. Because what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question right there.
Right.
Because, as you might have guessed, Rainbow goes bankrupt and leaves Morris Oil holding that big fuel bill.
Yep.
So, naturally, Morris goes after Dawn, assuming they're good for it, since they were connected to the work.
Makes sense.
But then Dawn does something pretty strange.
Oh.
They initially tell Morris to collect the payment from an escrow account that's specifically for Rainbow's work.
Okay.
Which, you know, sounds promising at first.
Mm-hmm.
But then, get this, they empty the account.
Well, hold on. So they directed Morris to this account and then took all the money.
Exactly. Why would they do that if they weren't really involved in all this?
Yeah, that's a huge red flag. It's almost as if they're trying to have their cake and eat it too.
It really seems that way. And the courts thought so too. Both the trial court and the appeals court sided with Morris Oil.
Wow. So they basically said, Dawn, you can't just hide behind this contract when your actions are telling a very different story.
That's exactly right. So let's dig into the legal reasoning that turned this whole case on its head. I'm curious to hear how the courts went from this no agency clause on paper to holding Dawn liable.
Well, it really boils down to this. The court looked beyond the contract itself and focused on the actual relationship between Dawn and Rainbow. And what they saw was Dawn making all the decisions, they controlled the billing, they were managing the profits, and they were even overseeing Rainbow's day-to-day work. It was classic undisclosed principle.
Undisclosed principle.
Which basically means that Dawn was on the hook for Rainbow's actions, even though they tried to deny responsibility in the contract.
So they were playing a bit of a shell game and the courts weren't buying it.
Exactly. They saw right through it.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
I wonder how often courts prioritize the actual reality of a situation over what's written in a contract. Is this like a common theme in contract law? Like substance over form or something?
Oh, definitely. It comes up all the time, especially in cases like this where one party is trying to use the contract as a shield while their actions show a totally different level of involvement.
Right. So it's a good reminder that you can't just hide behind a contract if you're not actually following it in practice.
Absolutely. And in this case, Dawn's control over Rainbow was so strong that it went beyond just general oversight. The court basically concluded that their actions made them a party to the contract, even though they weren't officially named in it.
Wow. So even though they weren't directly involved in that specific fuel purchase, their overall control of Rainbow made them responsible. That's a pretty big deal legally, right?
Oh, absolutely. It sets a really important precedent and highlights just how important it is to not only understand the terms of a contract, but also be aware of how your actions might be interpreted based on those terms.
Yeah. So even seemingly small actions like telling Morris to collect from the escrow account can end up having huge legal consequences.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Dawn's actions, that whole thing with them promising to pay and then emptying the escrow account actually ended up hurting their case even more.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So let's talk about why that is.
Okay. Let's unpack that. What made that specific action so damaging for them?
Well, the courts saw that whole sequence of events as what we call in legal terms ratification.
Ratification? What is that?
It means even if Dawn wasn't originally obligated to pay the debt, their actions showed they were taking on that responsibility by directing Morris to the escrow account and then, poof, taking all the money. It's like they were saying, yeah, we'll handle this, and then just yanking it away.
Sneaky.
Very hard. It's all about consistency. If you're trying to say you're not responsible, you can't then turn around and act like you are. It just doesn't add up.
Right. Makes you wonder, though, if Dawn had never mentioned that escrow account at all, would things have played out differently?
Possibly.
Yeah.
By getting involved and then backtracking, they kind of gave the court evidence that they were more entangled than that contract with Rainbow implied.
It's wild how these seemingly small decisions can have big legal ripples.
Absolutely. And this case also brings up another key point, that ordinary course of business clause.
Oh, yeah. That phrase. That seems so simple at first.
It's a perfect example of how contract language can be super nuanced in the real world.
So it wasn't just about Dawn controlling Rainbow. It was also about whether that fuel was a normal expense.
Exactly. The court said fuel is essential for a trucking company. It's not some optional thing. It's how they function.
So even if Dawn had told Rainbow NO fuel purchases, it wouldn't have mattered.
Probably not. The court was like, you can't just contract away the basics of a business. It'd be like saying wheels aren't ordinary for a car.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Are there ever times, though, when something that seems ordinary isn't seen as essential by a court? How do they decide that?
It depends on the specifics of the case and industry norms. Here it was obvious trucks need fuel, but other situations are murkier.
So you got to know your industry and be really careful what you exclude in contracts.
Exactly. And back to actions speaking louder. Even if Dawn had forbidden fuel, their behavior showed they knew it was part of Rainbow's normal operations.
Right. They couldn't have it both ways. It seems like being upfront and clear is crucial here. If you want to limit someone's power, make sure everyone knows, not just the people signing the contract.
100%. Hiding things will backfire. It's better to be open from the start so everyone's on the same page.
So what does this all mean for our listeners out there? What are the big takeaways they can actually use?
Yeah, it feels like we've gone beyond just the words on paper here. It's about thinking ahead and knowing how your actions could be seen legally.
Exactly. Morris Oil v. Rainbow Trucking, it really shows how small details can snowball and that courts care more about what really happened than what a contract claims.
So for our listeners who work with subcontractors or have these kind of tangled business deals, what are the top things they need to learn from this to stay safe? Number one, don't get tricked by a contract that looks simple on the surface. Always think about the bigger picture, like the actual relationships in the industry, what's considered normal and what could go wrong that maybe the contract doesn't even mention.
So don't think a contract is going to protect you if your actions tell a different story.
Right. Number two, transparency is key. If you want to limit what someone can do, make sure everyone knows. Not just the folks signing a papers, no hiding clauses or being vague.
No more sneaky stuff.
Nope. Be clear and upfront from day one so everyone's on the same page.
Got it. And lastly,
actions speak louder than words. Think before you act, especially when it comes to legal stuff. Even something small like Dawn saying they'd pay can bite you later.
It's like every choice leaves a trail. And that trail might tell a whole different story than your contract.
That's a great way to put it. And that's what got Dawn in trouble. Their actions spoke way louder than that agreement with Rainbow.
Well said. This has been eye-opening. It's crazy how a simple contract fight can teach us so much about business law and why being careful is so important. Big thanks to our expert for breaking this down with us.
Happy to do it. Always fun to dive into these cases and help people see how it applies to them.
And everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Morris Oil v. Rainbow Trucking. We hope you learned something and that you'll think twice about the legal side of your business. Now stay curious, stay informed, and we'll see you next time.